It was written that Christ will leave heaven to roam the earth. It was written a virgin named Mary would give him birth. It was written that Jesus would die for every sin, fulfilling all the prophecies told concerning him. It was written that giving his life was part of a plan. It was written that many would doubt the Son of Man. It was written that Jesus would die in the worst way and hang on a cross but rise on the third day. The night of the Passover, an event so colossal, the Last Supper with Jesus and his apostles. Before his disciples even knew what would uncover, he uttered, "This is what I desire before I suffer." He took the bread, blessed it, then gave it to them. Then he said, "This is my body, do this in memory of me." Then he took the cup after bread, and then he said, "This symbolizes the covenant of my bloodshed." While thinking ahead of the ones that would soon slay him, he then predicts that one of the 12 would then betray him. Peter said, "For you, Lord, I put my life on the line." But Jesus predicted he would deny him more than one time. What they heard, they thought was absurd, and off the wall, they were in awe. But this was the prophecy Jesus saw. He said the Son of Man would be persecuted by men, and then the things concerning me will come to an end. Then he went out to the Mount of Olives so he could pray to God for strength with his disciples not far away. He said, "If it's your will, Father, take this cup from your Son. But nevertheless, it's not my will, but it's yours to be done." Then an angel came giving him strength from up above. But the more that he prayed, his sweat was like drops of blood. When he arose, he saw his disciples were all asleep. But he woke them and he told them to pray so they won't be weak. But as he spoke, he saw the chief priests coming to get him and apprehend him. And then Judas approached to kiss him. He said to Judas, "Are you betraying me with a kiss?" Well, no surprise, because he already predicted this. He told his disciples, "Let it be, and don't attack," as the priest service arrested him. Soon after that, the second prediction was revealed with Peter's denial, as they took Jesus away, leading him to the trial. It was written that Christ would leave heaven to roam the earth. It was written a virgin named Mary would give him birth. It was written that Jesus would die for every sin, fulfilling all the prophecies told concerning him. It was written that giving his life was part of a plan. It was written that many would doubt the Son of Man. It was written that Jesus would die in the worst way and hang on a cross but rise on the third day. Before they took him to trial, the priest's servants had whipped him and flocked him, kicked him and mocked him. This turn of events made Jesus grieve. They asked, "Are you the Christ?" He said, "If I told you, you won't believe." They asked, "Are you the Son of God in the form of a man?" He replied, "This is correct, who you say I am." The multitude led him to Pilate to try to get Jesus crucified. But as soon as the trial set, they said to Pilate, "He claims to be the Christ, and for what he teaches, we feel he needs to pay the price." Pilate said to Christ, "Is this true, what is said by them?" He said, "Yes." But Pilate said, "I find no fault in him." But the chief priests, rulers, and people had all insisted to solicit for Jesus' death. They were persistent. But Pilate said, "What I'll do is release somebody unto you. The decision is yours. Just tell me who is true." They all deserted the Christ and then asserted to release a prisoner named Barabbas, the next murderer. So they suggested and stressed it, arrested Christ. The majestic Pilate finally did what they requested. They put on his head a crown of thorns. His clothes were torn, and his followers all started to mourn. He carried the cross to Calvary for his last stop, asking God to forgive him. While his clothes, they cast lots. They nailed his hands and nailed his feet. Some yelled and weeped, they smelled defeat. I can't help but think all the agony, misery, and pain he felt. They said, "If you're Christ, then why don't you save yourself?" And as they mocked him as Jesus approached his death, he gave a spirit to God, then he breathed his last breath, only to save all souls. And as the story goes, on that third day my Savior had arose. It was written that Christ would leave heaven to roam the earth. It was written a virgin named Mary would give him birth. It was written that Jesus would die for every sin, fulfilling all the prophecies told concerning him. It was written that giving his life was part of a plan. It was written that many would doubt the Son of Man. It was written that Jesus would die in the worst way and hang on a cross for rise on the third day. It was written that Christ would leave heaven to roam the earth. It was written a virgin named Mary would give birth. It was written that Jesus would die for every sin, fulfilling all the prophecies told concerning him. It was written that giving his life was part of a plan. It was written that many would doubt the Son of Man. It was written that Jesus would die in the worst way and hang on the cross for rise on the third day. It was written, y'all. It was written. It was written. My Savior had a rose
by my Father.
It was written, y'all.
It was written.
was written.
He was shed blood.